Arts and cultural programs are usually the first thing on the chopping block when the state of Florida whittles down the budget. But Florida Secretary of State Kurt Browning said that art helps create jobs and boost the economy.
Culture builds Florida, not just from a cultural perspective, but also from an economic perspective. So this was kind of a brainchild of mine, as well as the department staff. And we hope that when the people leave here today, they have some take homes that they can go back and say, we can do that.
Robert Stackhouse and Carol Mickett are two local artists who have benefited from public and private commissions. Mickett was speaking at the Straz Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Tampa, which has also displayed some of her work.
That picture of a painting up there is part of an installation we did for the Art in Florida State's Buildings Project, and it happens to be housed at USF in St. Pete. So we've been very fortunate to be able to be commissioned to do a project in our hometown, St. Petersburg.
Americans for the Arts is a national advocacy organization. Their vice president of research and policy, Randy Cohen, said that art exhibitions and installations bring in big money to the state of Florida.
It's a $3 billion industry that supports over 88,000 jobs across the state and generates additionally $440 million combined state and local government revenue. The arts are a good investment.
And he said most of that money doesn't even include admission prices.
The typical attendee to an arts event spends $29.42 per person per event, not including the cost of admission. And what's interesting, if you study where those people come from, 16% of all attendees to arts events in Florida come from outside the state. And then if you look at what the spending does, $57 per person per event, not including the cost of admission on lodging, meals, parking.
State Senator Nancy Dietert represents the city of Sarasota, home to the Ringling Museum of Art, which is a nationally renowned destination. But she said that support for the arts extends far beyond museum walls.
Just about everything. I mean, when you talk about arts, it's not the ballet and symphony. It's everything. It's arts and education. It's filmmaking. It's television programs. And it brings a lot of money to the state of Florida.
In addition to tourism, State Representative Rich Glorioso said that an arts culture is essential to attracting businesses to the region.
Businesses come in. The first thing they always look at is education. Do you have an educated employees to hire for my business? Do you have good education system for my children? And then they look at transportation, then they say, okay, that's my business side of it. Now what do I do when I have time off? And cultural arts, the beaches, Busch Gardens, the sports teams we have here, all collectively make Tampa a great place, Tampa Bay area, a great place to want to live.
But even as businesses want good opportunities for education, Florida Governor Rick Scott has denounced state universities for having what he considers too many liberal arts programs operating on the state's dime. He has criticized anthropology majors in particular, whose main purpose is to study and understand human culture. But Kurt Browning said that studying art and culture in school can still help students in other degree programs too.
Study after study has shown that kids have had impact of the arts, music, dance, those kinds of things do better with educational pursuits and endeavors. It's not just the Secretary of State saying that. There's a stack load of studies that show that. And what are we doing in our schools? We're cutting arts, we're cutting music, we're cutting some of these other things. And I understand. I understand that, you know, it's not science and technology and math and engineering and those kinds of things. But certainly, I would contend and I would argue that those students that are involved with mathematics and science, technology and engineering, that they would be better students, more well-rounded students, if they were exposed to the cultural amenities of Florida.
Browning praised the city of St. Petersburg for hiring an arts consultant at $100,000 a year and said he would continue asking the state legislature to allot more funding for arts and cultural programs.
I ask the legislature each year to reach into their pockets for arts, as well as historic preservation and libraries. And if the return on investment wasn't as high as it was or is for these three areas, I wouldn't be asking for it. There's a 5-to-1 return on investment. For every dollar the state invests in arts and culture funding, there's a $5 return. If I could get a $5 return on my personal investments, I would take it. Sure would. So yes, I continue to go back to the legislature asking for more arts dollars.
Florida State Representative Seth McKeel, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, and City Council Member Yvonne Yoli-Capine were also in attendance. To learn more about the initiative, go to culturebuildsflorida.org. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.